Start by standing up. Be as relaxed as possible, letting your arms hang by your sides. And close your eyes. Get a sense of how your feet feel on the floor and how your weight is distributed through your feet. Now let your awareness travel up your legs to your knees. Notice how your knees feel, and notice if one knee feels different than the other. Let your awareness travel up to your hips, and notice how your hips are feeling. Notice if one hip feels different than the other in any way. Now get a sense of your pelvis as a whole. Notice if it feels like it's straight up and down, or tipped forward, or tipped backward. Bring your awareness to your lower back. And notice any sensations in your lower back. Now let your awareness travel up to your upper back, your chest, and your shoulders. Get a sense of how your chest and shoulders feel. Let your awareness travel to your neck and your head. Notice how your neck is feeling. Notice how you're holding your head. Now you can go ahead and lie down on the floor, on a carpet or exercise mat. Lie down on your back, with your knees bent up and pointing toward the ceiling, and your feet flat on the floor. Take a moment to get comfortable here. Your knees and feet should be about hip-width distance apart, so that you don't feel like you're using much effort to stay in this position. Close your eyes so that you can focus completely on your internal sensations. Take another moment here to check in and sense how you're feeling now that you're lying on the floor. Notice your hips, your lower back, your upper back, chest, and shoulders. Your neck and your head. Now start bringing your attention to your breath. Completely relax your belly muscles and start taking slow, deep breaths down into your lower belly. If you want to, you can rest your palms on your lower belly. Imagine that your belly is a big balloon, and you want to inhale and fill up that balloon as much as possible. Then just let the air slowly leak out of the balloon as you exhale. Take several breaths like this, inhaling fully down into your lower belly, and then exhaling and releasing. As slowly as you can. When you're ready, inhale into your lower belly and start gently rolling your pelvis forward, arching your lower back, and feeling that gentle contraction of the muscles in your lower back. Then, when you're ready, slowly exhale and release your back muscles as slowly as you possibly can to allow your pelvis to roll back to neutral. You're not using any force or effort to bring your pelvis back to neutral. You're just allowing it to come back to neutral by slowly releasing the muscles in your lower back. When you've reached your neutral starting position, just rest for a moment. Now take a nice big inhale down into your lower belly. And as you exhale, gently press your lower back down into the floor. Try to get the feeling of scooping out your belly muscles. Then when you're ready, release as slowly as you can to let your pelvis come back to neutral. I'll talk you through one more arch and flatten, and see how relaxed you can be through your entire spine, up through your upper back, your neck, and your head. Start by inhaling into your lower belly and gently rolling your pelvis forward, arching your lower back, and feeling that gentle contraction of the muscles in your lower back. Your chin might tuck down toward your chest as you arch. Then, when you're ready, slowly exhale and release your back muscles as slowly as you possibly can. You're not using any force. You're just allowing your pelvis to roll back to neutral. When you've reached your neutral starting position, just rest for a moment. Now take a nice big inhale down into your lower belly. And as you exhale, gently press your lower back down into the floor. Try to get the feeling of scooping out your belly muscles. Your chin might tip up toward the ceiling as you flatten. Then, when you're ready, release as slowly as you can to let your pelvis come back to neutral. Now imagine a clock on the floor underneath your pelvis. This resting place, where you are right now, is the center of the clock. Now roll your pelvis forward, doing a gentle arch with your lower back. Where your tailbone is gently pressing down into the floor now is 12 o'clock. Now slowly and gently relax back to center. Now, gently flatten your back. This position is 6 o'clock on your clock. Slowly and gently go back and forth a few times, from 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock, visualizing your clock and getting a sense of how big it is. After you've gone back and forth a few times, come back to the center of your clock and rest. Now gently arch to 12 o'clock. And now very slowly and gently roll your pelvis to 3 o'clock. tracing the outside of your clock to the right in a circular motion so that you're gently pressing down at 3 o'clock. Now slowly and gently go back and forth between 3 o'clock and 12 o'clock a few times, tracing the outside circle of your clock. After you've gone back and forth a few times, relax back to center. Now, gently flatten to your 6 o'clock position. From here, trace the outside of your clock to go to the 3 o'clock position again. Slowly and gently, go back and forth from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock a few times, smoothly tracing the outer circle of your clock. When you're done, relax back to center. Now, gently arch to 12 o'clock. And now very slowly and gently, roll your pelvis to 3 o'clock, tracing the outside of your clock to the right in a circular motion so that you're gently pressing down at 3 o'clock. Then continue in this direction, slowly tracing the outside of your clock up to 6 o'clock. Then slowly and smoothly, move back down to 3 o'clock. And then to 12 o'clock. Do that pattern one more time, slowly and smoothly, tracing the outer circle of the clock to the right to 3 o'clock. Then up to 6 o'clock. Then back down through 3 o'clock. And down to 12 o'clock. And then relax back to center. And rest. Now gently arch to 12 o'clock. And now very slowly and gently, roll your pelvis to 9 o'clock, tracing the outside of your clock to the left in a circular motion, so that you're gently pressing down at 9 o'clock. Slowly and gently, go back and forth between 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock a few times, smoothly tracing the outer circle of your clock. After you've gone back and forth a few times, relax back to center. Now, gently flatten to your 6 o'clock position. From here, trace the outside of your clock to go to the 9 o'clock position. Slowly and gently go back and forth from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock a few times, smoothly tracing the outer circle of your clock. When you're done, relax back to center. Now gently arch to 12 o'clock. And now very slowly and gently roll your pelvis to 9 o'clock, tracing the outside of your clock to the left in a circular motion, so that you're gently pressing down at 9 o'clock. Then continue in this direction, slowly tracing the outside of your clock up to 6 o'clock. Then slowly and smoothly move back down to 9 o'clock. And then to 12 o'clock. Do that pattern one more time, slowly and smoothly, tracing the outer circle of the clock to the left to 9 o'clock, then up to 6 o'clock, then back down through 9 o'clock, and down to 12 o'clock. And then relax back to center. And rest. Now you can do full circles with your clock. Go ahead and gently arch to 12 o'clock. From here, slowly and smoothly move to the right to 3 o'clock. Then to 6 o'clock, then to 9 o'clock, then to 12 o'clock. And continue in this direction, doing one more full circle, moving slowly and smoothly. When you've completed that second circle, come back to center and rest. Now you can do counterclockwise circles. Start by gently arching to 12 o'clock. Then slowly and smoothly move to the left to 9 o'clock. Then up to 6 o'clock, then to 3 o'clock, and then to 12 o'clock. And continue in this direction, doing one more full circle, moving slowly and smoothly. When you've completed that second circle, come back to center and rest. Feel free to stretch out your legs and move in any way that you need to before we do the next movement. Come back to your neutral starting position, with your knees bent and feet on the floor, a comfortable hip-width distance apart. Bring your hands up behind your head, interlace your fingers, and let your elbows fall out to the sides. I want you to pretend that there is a dinner plate balancing on your face, and you need to make sure it doesn't tip. Inhale into your lower belly. And then exhale and do a gentle flatten with your lower back. Using your hands to help support your head, lift your head off the floor toward the ceiling and make sure that dinner plate on your face stays flat and parallel to the ceiling. Notice what muscles are contracting to help you lift up your head. Now release them as slowly and as smoothly as you can to lower your head down to the floor. Really try to resist gravity as you come down. You can repeat this movement one more time if you want to. If you find that this movement hurts your neck, please do not do it. Inhale into your lower belly, and then exhale and do a gentle flatten with your lower back. Lift your head off the floor toward the ceiling, and make sure that dinner plate on your face stays flat and parallel to the ceiling. Now release as slowly and as smoothly as you can to lower your head to the floor. Let's do two variations on this movement. With your hands still behind your head, gently turn your head to the right. You'll do that same head lifting movement with your head turned. First, inhale into your lower belly, relaxing your belly muscles and letting your lower belly fill up. As you exhale, flatten your lower back down into the floor, and keeping the left side of your face parallel to the ceiling, don't tuck your chin, gently lift your head off the floor. Notice what muscles are working, and notice how this position feels different for your neck. Lower down as slowly and with as much control as you can. Rest for a moment, and then repeat this one more time if you want to. First, inhale into your lower belly, then as you exhale, flatten your lower back down into the floor. Keep the left side of your face parallel to the ceiling, and gently lift your head off the floor. Then lower down as slowly as you can. Now gently roll your head to the left. Inhale into your lower belly, relaxing your belly muscles and letting your lower belly fill up. As you exhale, flatten your lower back down into the floor, and keeping the right side of your face parallel to the ceiling, gently lift your head off the floor. Notice what muscles are working, and notice how this position feels different for your neck. Lower down as slowly and with as much control as you can. Rest for a moment, and then repeat this one more time if you want to. First, inhale into your lower belly, then as you exhale, flatten your lower back down into the floor. Keep the right side of your face parallel to the ceiling, and gently lift your head off the floor. Then lower down as slowly as you can. When you're done, take your hands out from behind your head and relax. When you're ready, gently roll onto one side and press your hand into the floor to help you get up to sitting. Now slowly come to standing. Stand normally, letting your arms hang by your sides. Close your eyes. Notice how you're feeling after doing these exercises. Now, go to your chair that you have set up by your mirror and sit down. sit toward the front of the seat and let your knees and feet point straight ahead. Let your knees and feet be a comfortable hip-width distance apart. Make sure that your ankles are either directly underneath your knees or slightly forward of your knees. Close your eyes and keep them closed for the whole exercise. Inhale into your lower belly and slowly and gently start rolling your pelvis forward so that your lower back arches and your belly sticks out. Feel the gentle contraction of your lower back muscles. Then as slowly and as gently as you can, start to release your lower back muscles so that your pelvis rolls back to a neutral position. Once you've reached your neutral starting place, start gently contracting your abdominal muscles so that you're tucking your pelvis under and flattening your lower back. Feel that contraction and feel the flattening of your lower back. And then very slowly and gently release your pelvis back to your neutral starting place. Make sure you're focusing on the movement of your pelvis, rolling it forward and backward. Some people tend to do this movement more with their middle or upper back, but in order to get the maximum benefit from this exercise, you need to be focusing on the movement of your pelvis. Continue going back and forth, just like you did on the floor. Each time you do the movement, you can start making it a little smaller. Arch a little less and flatten a little less each time. Take your time, and eventually you will get to a point where you feel like your pelvis and your back are straight up and down. Once you have reached that point where you feel like your pelvis and your back are straight up and down, you can open your eyes. And just turn your head to the side so that you can see yourself in the mirror. Does what you're seeing in the mirror match up with what you feel in your body? This is a good opportunity for you to experiment. You can make some minor adjustments in your posture and compare what you see in the mirror to what you're feeling in your body. When you're ready, slowly come to standing. Stand normally, letting your arms hang by your sides. Close your eyes. Notice how your lower back and pelvis are feeling after doing this exercise.